We just used gourds mostly.
And you'd call this thing a nest egg?
A nest egg,
no matter what it was made from?
That's right.
And at the table, what did you eat with? Everything I'm looking for there is, did you ever have case knives?
Yes.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
And what are they?
Well, they were what we call our table knives now, but they usually had was it a bone handle and a...
Yeah, most of them did, but ours didn't have, ours just...
But they just called them case knives.
I see, nothing special.
Nothing, I don't think.
Sometimes I get the impression that they were made with wooden handles.
Yes, I think they were.
But they didn't make them a case knife, they just, that was just a name.
Well, not that I know of, now it could have been. But I just remember them being called case knives.
And how about the other utensils?
Well, fork and spoon.
Nothing.
We had what we call a tablespoon that went in the bowls to dip out with.
And how about they've got three words here. When you would tap a barrel to get something or molasses out or something, what would you call the thing that you put in?
The spigot? Is that what? I don't think we ever called. I don't think we ever had a tap barrel to tap, but I think that's what it's called.
And when you would get water piped into your house, did you use the same term then, or?
I think so.
Thing that you turn in the kitchen?
But we didn't have water piped into the house, I don't think, for years and years. Mm-hmm. Of course, I think by that time they were called faucets.
I see. Spigots went out of use in faucets. Yeah,
I think so,
And the way that you used to do dishes?
Well, we had a dish pan and a draining pan. And I think, I don't remember whether we had a pan in between there or not that we rinsed them in. I think most of the time it's just washed in the soapy water and put over in this draining pan, then you dried them.
And did they say, the ads talk about dish towels and dish cloths and so on, but what did you say?
Drying rag. Drying rag.
And dish?
Dish rag.
Dish rag.
Dish rag and drying rag.
And if you wanted to buy a cloth and you wanted to take along something to show the store keeper what you wanted, it was a little square, what would you call that? You take along a...
A patch. A patch.
Did you ever say sample?
Sample,
And how about the things that you'd wear over your dress to keep it clean in those days?
I can remember we had dust coats.
Did you?
We had dust coats. Of course, we had aprons.
What's the difference between... did the apron, you remember them just coming to the waist?
Some of them did, and some of them came on up with and went around your neck. Most of them, I think, went around your neck and tied back in the back.
And how about things that you use to keep your small coins in? Did you have any?
In the sugar bowl, I guess.
And did you take it to town? What would you put it in?
I don't know. I don't even know whether we had a bank account back then, and I'm not sure though.
I wonder, would you use pocket?
I guess we did.
Pocketbook or purse?
Yes.
Long pocketbook.
Yeah, pocketbook's what it was called.
And then purse, was a later term? Or?
I think so, because I know it was, I can remember pocketbook from way back.
Which do you use today?
Well, I use both terms. Sometimes the old pocketbook comes back, and I use that most of the time, don't I?
Yeah, suppose you use a small one. Would you say?
Well, nowadays I say a billfold or a coin purse.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what I said back then.